We are learning Parshas Noach, the first Sicha in Chelik Tezvav, Lakut HaSichas. In this Sicha, the Rebbe is discussing the mission that Hashem gave Noach to build the Teva, the Ark, and explaining Rashi's opinion that there was Noach himself who was forced to build the Ark without any assistance. And why was it in that particular manner, according to Rashi? The Rebbe begins Seif Aleph. Benegea dem zman basot gidoyot der binyan ha-teva duch noyach. Regarding the time which took for the teva, for the ark to be built by Noach, state in Medrash. The Medrash writes, it's a Medrash lekachtoiv, in the beginning of our parsha, as Meyo ve'esrim shono oyo mishtadl bo, that Noach was actually preoccupied with the Teva for 120 years. Unazoi brengt arob Rashi bepirusha ala Teiro. Also Rashi, in his commentary to this parsha, as later in Seif Beis, the Rebbe is going to bring the full Lashon of Rashi. In chapter 6, verse 14, Rashi also says that there was 120 years that Noach was oisek bo, was working in building the Teva. So this, Rebbe asked the question, Dafen verstehen, wie kommt das? Als Noach hat sich sehr viel Zeit versammt mit boyen the Teva. Why was Noach delayed the building of the Teva for such a long time? Meaning it took them a long time to build it. Unit mekayim gewen dem tzivu Yashem, asei lecho teva satzei goyfer vegoymer bizrisus. Since it was a commandment by Hashem, the Rebishter tells them, as we see in the parsha, in Pasik Yodalet, where Hashem tells them, "Asei lecho tevas atzei goyfer, make yourself an ark." So if there is a commandment, like every mitzvah, you have to do bezrizus. You hasten to do the mitzvah. You're not delaying it. Ubifrat, ados es given zuleb zayna tzola, unkiyum koloyrom kuloy. This mitzvah was something which related to the saving of Noach, the protection of Noach, and regarding the existence of the entire world. So then for sure, seemingly, Noach should be working on the project bezrizus, with hasteness. And yet, here it comes, the Medrash and Rashi bring that, it took him 120 years, it's a long time, to build a teva. Und Rashi, aber warum das nicht? I feel it's beremes. Such an obvious question. Why Noach is building it for so long? Rashi doesn't respond to that question. He's not even hinting what is the answer for that question. In footnote 3, the Rebbe brings from a Medrash Tanchuma. Tanchuma parshaseinu, the Medrash says in Tanchuma, that Ravuna says in the name of Rabbi Yossi, that Kof Kuf Chof Shono Yomasre HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'doi Ramabul Shemo Yasu Tshuva, that the Eibishter was warning them 120 years, that when hoping that they will repent for their behavior, and Kivun Shelo Yosu Tshuva, once they did not Tshuva, Omaloy Hashem then told Noach, Hasei Lecho Tevas Atzi Goyfer, make an ark, Omad Noach, Ve'osa Tshuva, Ve'noto Arozi, Mitzoneach, then God organized planting Arozim, the trees, which from those wood is going to build the Teva, Ve'oim Aloen, Kach, and he tells them that this is what I'm doing, Ve'yom Masrebo, and he was warning them that the Teva is to prepare for Ramabu. So the way the Medrash Tanchuma is written, it seems that the 120 years was before Noach got preoccupied with the Teva. the Rebbe writes, with Pashtos Aloshen Mashma, the Pashtos, the simple reading of the Medrash Tanchum, indicates that Kuf Chof Shono Uzman Ve'inyan Bifnei Atzmoi Ve'einoi Shayech Le'binyan Atevo. It's not a part of the construction of the Ark, Ve'asro Osei She Noyach U'Noyach's warning. And then we can say Taket that Noyach was building it in much less than 120 years. And the Medrash Tanchuma disagrees with the Medrash Lakachtoiv that we mentioned in the beginning. Avol, Re'ei Eitz Yosef Letanchuma Shom, the commentary Eitz Yosef to the Medrash Tanchuma, that he explains, Shemefarish, Sheyoem Shechkim Shelo Yosef Tshuva, Oma Lo Yasei Lecho, Upirush Lemashekosev Lifneze, Shoyom Masa Kodish Baruch. The commentary to the Tanchuma actually does learn that this is all the same idea. That meaning they did not do tshuva, and in those 120 years is when Hashem tells Noach to build a teva, and just like we said before, it was the 120 years that he is building the teva. So clearly, the question is, why did it take so long for Noach? Why didn't he go bezrizus? Bezrizus means, why didn't he hasten himself to go and do it right away? It seems he prolonged the project. This is the question. So the Rebbe brings a possible answer. A possible answer is that maybe Noach Take did not behave properly in the response to that commandment. But the Rebbe says that that answer is not going to work here. Let's see it inside. Mikenitzon. As in dem prat, is the anoge von Noach and given nitke de boye. That actually, you're right. This detail that he did not rush to do the mitzvah the way he was commanded right away, so this is stuck as something which Noach did not behave properly. That cannot be accepted as an answer. Why? The baldas del posik is made ish tzadik tomi moyo. The apostle clearly says that Noach was righteous. And if he was righteous, so we must assume that he did follow the commandment right away, and he was expected to get completely involved in building the teva immediately and not to delay it for 120 years. Afilu loy didaya, as this is not bedirosov. It's known that when it says in the beginning of the parasha that Noach is tzadik tomim oyo, it says by the royce of a new generation. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin brings two opinions of Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. And Rashi also brings it in the beginning of the parasha, that one opinion is that in his generation he was righteous, but in other generations he would not be considered so righteous. And another opinion is that he was in his generations and in all future generations really Noach is identified as a tzaddik. So even in the opinion that only in his generation he was a tzaddik, which means he wasn't a complete real tzaddik, which that can allow us to entertain the answer that that's why in the part of the table he wasn't really behaving properly by prolonging it for so long. Says the Rebbe, that that cannot be accepted regarding the teva, regarding the ark. Why? Is the Chobah ben Negea, the binyan teva, is the Pasik Messiah, Umadgish, the Pasik concludes, it emphasizes, Vayas Noyach, Kechoil, Asher, Tzivo, Yisrael, Kim Keinoso. That Noyach did exactly as everything Hashem had commanded him. So he did a complete job. Is Pashtandik, as Dem Tzivui, that he actually followed this commandment completely in all its details. And therefore, we must say that the 120 years was not lacking in Noach's behavior. But the question is why? Seemingly, if you are doing a mitzvah, and you are told to do the mitzvah, you do it with rizus, and you do it right away, you don't prolong it for 120 years. So the answer that he didn't behave properly because he didn't, that doesn't fit in the fact that the Pasuk says that Noach did as kechoil, as everything Hashem had commanded him. A second possible answer is, as the Rebbe continues, euch kemen nid sagen, as ibal der Eibishter hat schon gesagt, as wird marich av sein kuf chof shono, toma vel di anshe deira mabel tshuvaton, we already find earlier in Bereshis, in the end of Bereshis, in Perik Vav Pasuk Gimel, so the Torah tells us that Hashem says, lo yodoin ruchi be'odom le'oilom, my spirit will not continue to deliberate over humanity forever, he says, v'shegamu bosor, since they are mere flesh, v'hoyu yomov me'o ve'esrim shon, they will have 120 years. And Rashi says that Hashem says, I'm going to wait 120 years to see if they will repent, and if they do not, then I will wipe them out. And in order to encourage them to repent, God commanded Noach to begin the building of the Teva of the Ark, which is what our parsha discusses. So Mimele, we can say that since the Rebishter Hashem already said that he's going to prolong the punishment till 120 years, therefore, Nachnit Gidavta lane to Ubo in the table. Idle. He didn't have to rush to build the table. When the Revile, Oise given, Umoere Zayn Bnei Doire Lechuva. Meantime, he was preoccupying himself with encouraging and inspiring the generation to do tshuva, to repent. Ubifrat, as when they wollten chäuser be tshuva given, but ke mabel nid gekumen. Especially if they would have do tshuva, the mabel wouldn't come. As the Rebbe brings in footnote 8, what Rashi tells us in our parsha, in chapter 7, Pasuk Yud Beis, Pasuk 12, so the Rashi says clearly, that there was, it says in the Pasuk, Vayia Geshem al Oretz, that the rain fell upon the earth. So Rashi says, why is it called rain? Later it's called Mabul, because it began as rain. It would have been, if they would have done tshuva, if they would have repented, they would have been Gishmi Brocho, it would have been rain of blessing. And then, as will be found, not even the table, you wouldn't need an ark. So that is another possible answer on the question, why it took him 120 years, being that he was meantime occupying himself with encouraging them to do tshuva, then there would not be any need for a teva. But that answer is also rejected, as the Rebbe continues, for two reasons. Why can't we accept it? Weil Aleph, number one, Vibal, das Baim Tzivui, Asei Lecho, is nid gizogi von Cain's man, when the tables of fartig werden, since when Hashem told him, make yourself an ark. He did not tell him when the ark should be completed. Is verstandig, as er hat was gedacht, ob dann was früher. If Hashem doesn't give you a time frame, when is the due time for the ark, so Noach and his own should have right away rush to build the table, to build it. As earlier is obviously better and more important. Especially that Noach fulfilled this commandment perfectly, as the Pasuk itself mentioned earlier testifies us that Noach did kechoil asher tzivo Yisrael Elokim, as everything Hashem had commanded him. Is nit mistaver, it's impossible, it doesn't seem right to accept, as they got obgelegt, that he delayed the fulfilling of this commandment. Even if he had in mind to inspire the generation for tshuva, but this has nothing to do with building the teva. Hashem tells you to do a teva, and it doesn't give you a due time when he needs it. So as a yid, as a noyach is tzaddik, you go right away and you build the teva. You don't prolong it for 120 years. So this is one reason we cannot say that the answer why he delayed it, that because meantime he wants to get the generation inspired. and try to get him to repent. He has a commandment to say. He has to do his job. Number two, Beis, with this answer that he was waiting for them to do tshuva, the Rebbe continues, the mitkemen nor mashbu sein, for vos noyach vol gekent oplegen de binyan ateva bis nont zum sof the kuf chof shono. That can, it will explain us why Noach would postpone building the teva or being preoccupied with the teva until the end of 120 years, because this is the time period that is trying to get the generation to do tshuva. And the vials, the chobge, mit moira, zan anshedere, the tshuva. Meantime, to get them to do tshuva. Bleibt aber nicht verstandig, verwassert Noach gedarf sich äußig seine Bina teva, dem ganzen Meshach Zman von Kuf Chof Shono. The question is that, he, as it says in the Medrash, he was preoccupying himself with the Teva the entire 120 years. If his idea is to get him to do tshuva, so work on that first, and at the end of the, close to the end of the 120 years, you see it doesn't work, so then you're building the Teva. But somehow to slowly but surely build a teva for 120 years is something which needs definitely explanation why did it happen in such a way. In footnote 9, Le'oyer, Shebetanchumen Shom, in the Medrash Tanchumen, which was brought in footnote 3, Meduba Rak al Arichus Azman, She'oyo Oisek Benetiois Aarozim, Vegdiloson Vegtitzoson. The Medrash deal talks about the long time which it took him to plant the trees, and then to cut the trees, which from that wood he eventually made the teva. So it wasn't the actual building of the teva itself. But bepashtus, the way you'd read it in Rashi and in our Medrash Lekachtoi, he was actually preoccupied with the teva for 120 years. Then the Rebbe brings from the Pirkei de Rab Lezer, Peik of Gimel, Rab Tanchum Oimer, 52 shonu osu Noach b'teva. That actually Noach was building the teva 52 years, not 120. And regarding the Pirkei de Rab Lezer, we will see later also an interesting footnote, the way the Rebbe explains how does the 52 years work out in the 120. So either way, Seif Aleph, clearly the Rebbe has a question. The question is on Noach, why wasn't he rushing to do the Teva when he gets a commandment to do it? One answer, possible answer, maybe Noach Take did not behave properly. The Rebbe doesn't accept that answer, since it says Noach is tzadik hoyo. And especially regarding the Teva, it says that Noach did as Hashem had commanded him, kechoil. A second possible answer, Noach was waiting to inspire the generation to repent, which took 120 years. That question, the Rebbe says, he got a commandment, asei lecha, build the ark, he should have still do it bizrizus and not to postpone it. And especially, why is it, according to that explanation, why is he preoccupied with that for 120 years? Comes Eiv Beis, the Rebbe comes with a very so-called simple explanation why is it that it took 120 years. And he says, Beis, the biur in them be pashtus is, lichu'ura, seemingly. V'rashi alein is mefarish, v'alder zein medrash. Rashi brings it in the Rashi, as we said before, on Pasuk Yudalet, as the time was the Rebishter had ongezogt Noach nazol boyen a teva, why did Hashem tell him to build a teva, choch as arbe revach ve'atzola lefonof? There is many ways that Hashem, this is what Rashi uses the Lashon, arbe revach ve'atzola lefonof, there is many ways how Hashem can help for Noach to survive. Chotsch is given that the reason for that was Kedesh Yiru Anshe Doira Mabul Oisek Bo Kuf Chof Shono, that the people of the generation will see Noach being preoccupied with it for 120 years, Veshoyal in Oisoy, and they would ask him, Ma Zois Lecho, what is that that you are so busy with building this ark? Ve'u Oim Elohim, and he would respond to them, Osi da Kodesh Baruch Hu Lehovi Mabul Oilam, that Hashem is planning to bring a Mabul, a flood, to the world, to destroy the world, and Ula Yeshuvu, and perhaps that will inspire them to repent. And this is the reason why Hashem tells Noach Dafke to build an ark. The news of the flood will inspire the people of the generation to repent. And that's why he has to build it. This is what Rashi says. Kumt ois. Al der binyan ha-teivo un moire sein anshe deure le tshuva seine nit kein zwei besondere inyonim. Nor says einu ach. For this Rashi comes out that the construction that Noach himself has to build the ark, and which is simply an ark to be saved throughout the flood. That aspect, and the aspect of inspiring the generation to repent, it's not two separate different aspects. Nos is einuach, it's one idea. The etzem pe'ulas abniye von der teva is given a mittel to moira sein seele tshuva. The very fact that Noach is building the teva, the ark, this is the tool, this is the means to the end, which is to get him to repent. So clearly, it's Hashem wants Noach that he himself should be the teva. And by him building the teva and taking a long time to build it, will give his contemporaries enough time to consider repenting. As the Rebbe continues, Vibal that thus is given the time from the Mtsivu Yaseila Choteva, since that was the reason that for the commandment to build a table is to inspire the generation to repent, is verstandig, as those was Noach hat sich versammt mit Binyan HaTevo. The fact that Noach seemingly was delaying and taking it slow in regard to building the ark, is need kena noge fun hepech hazrizus in kiyum atzivui, that doesn't represent at all that he was not hastened to follow Hashem's commandment. No dafke dos is der emeser oy fun kiyum atzivui. The opposite, this is the true way of fulfilling Hashem's command, make an ark. Vibald, as the matore fun asiyah satevo, is Kedesh Yir'u Ula Yeshuvu. Since the old purpose is that they should see him, and they should ask questions, and the news will come, and that will perhaps get him to repent. So obviously, the entire time that he is involved with building it is a part of fulfilling Hashem's commandment. So it's not that he is prolonging it. This is the shlichus. This is the mission that he is involved with. Every single moment of the time is to build that and have them ask questions and at the same time, hopefully get them to repent. As is Oberfort mit Glatik, the Rebbe continued, but still not completely smooth to accept this explanation. Because of tumoira zayin bayan shei doyre di shayle v'tmiyeh mazois lecho, to arouse in by them the question, what are you doing, and why are you building the ark, otanit gidaft marich zayin di maisa b'niyeh. Oich han of giboy te teve, vol bazei ha'chois giruf v'di shayle mazois lecho. The Rebbe asks, is it true? He needs to have a teva. So they ask a question, why is it? But he doesn't have to build it for 120 years. He can have quickly create the project build an ark, and they're going to ask, what is it? And he's going to respond that this teva which is here is to save me from a future flood that you're all going to be punished by. And as he brings in Or 11, that came Mashpata B'Sanhedrin, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, but the Gemara discusses during Daf Kufches, Omed Aleph and Omed Beis, the Gemara talks about and explains many of the verses of this parsha of Noach. And it brings that the people were actually telling Noach, Teva Zulam, they were asking on the very ark, Loike ba'agodas bereshis v'tanchume ma'ato oise. From the Gemara, it seems like that the question was on the ark, not on the construction of the ark. But by us, the way the Medrash is, and that's the Medrash which Rashi is working with, is clearly that it's about the construction, that Noach is preoccupying himself, and that's what gets people to ask questions by seeing him building the ark. In that case, the question is again, why does he have to build it for so long? Why can't he just have an ark, listening to Hashem's commandment, and go and build it? It's Adre Kusheleduchte, the question is back, Vavosat Noach Gidaft, Opziendem Kiumatzivui. Why did he have to delay the fulfillment of this commandment, Asei Lecho, of a Meshech from Kuf Chof Shon of 220 years, which is Heiper Betachlis from Zrizu, which is completely in the opposite of doing a mitzvah bezrizus in hasteness. Be'eis, at the same time, Merot Kiken Mekainan Netzivu Yashem, Umboyen the Tevo bezrizus Gdoilo, he could have built it quickly, the way you're supposed to fulfill a mitzvah what Hashem tells you, bezrizus, und duch der oivgi boyeter teva, moira zayim baim doira mabul ditmi e mazes loch. By having a ready-built ark, that itself will arouse by the people the question, what is it that you have an ark for? And he will explain to him the whole idea of tshuva. You want to help them to do tshuva, you don't have to be involved in building the ark. It is the very finished project of the ark which can accomplish the same thing. Muzman Zogin, as the inyan from a seilach teivas gufe montes al gidoyon kuf chavshon, that the making of the ark, that which requires 120 years, and this is ma'oich mashal v'loshen ve'lo mitrichon bebinyo zeh. As Rashi itself says, that Hashem, so-called, had Noach being toiled in the construction of the ark, that the people should see him and ask questions. Which means, as the Rebbe Shteret Melekatchile, Matriach given mitabinyan v'smuz nemen kuf chavshono, that Hashem initially planted that he, Noach, should be working and toiling and constructing something which takes 120 years. Kedei, the Anshei Doiroi, Zol Zen, they should see him constructing the ark. And then Fregen, they're going to ask questions. And it's Eirevam B'tshuva. Unit, as Erotzuleb Dem, Shiru, V'Shoelim, Oizgi Zeugen, Dem Boyen, from Biskuf Rav Shono. It's not that Noach, in order they should ask questions, therefore he prolonged the construction till 120 years. No. Hashem initiated this project in a way that Noach should be busy with building it 120 years. So throughout the entire 120 years, he is actually being involved in the making of the ark. And that's what seems clearly is what the Torah wants from him. And that's what Rashi, clearly in Rashi words, Trichoi bebinyan zeh. Hashem caused them to toil and to labor in this construction project for 120 years. And why was it taka that he had to do it for 120 years? Continue to see if Gimel is the Birba the Bepashtus. The explanation is, Asei Lecho, when the Torah tells Hashem Tezneach, make yourself an ark, is the Taich of Shuta Shem Mikro, do Zolston. You should do it. With the Ravar Vanel Zogt, Avanel writes it clearly, Asei Lecho Keloima, it means to say, Shenoyach Beatzmoy Yase Atevo. That Noach himself should make the ark, and not to tell others to do it. This is Asei Lecho. Asei Lecho means you should do. You should do it. As the Rebbe brings in order 13, here you can't explain Asei Lecho like it says regarding the trumpets in Parshas Baaloischo. Make for yourself means ato mishtamish bo, you use it velo yachen, no one else should use it. Here is the Asei Lecho means the actual making of the ark has to be Noach himself. The tzivui is given as Noach alein zol boyen de teiv. He should build it. He himself should build it. Unochmer, even more so, look with the Ragachover is masbir al derech ha'alocha. The Ragachover explains as dorit with the tzivui is beloshen asei, whenever the Torah commands something, and it writes asei do, Bashtei the mitzvah in the peula sa'asiye gufa. So the mitzvah is in the very fact of making it. In other words, sometimes you can make something, but the mitzvah is not to make it, but rather to have the product completed. For example, you can build a house. So you can build a house, and you can build a house, so you should order to have a house worth to live in. Obviously, the idea is to have a house worth to live in, and therefore you are building a house. But in Halacha, there is such a concept that sometimes, even though you're going to have an accomplished product which is going to be used for something, the very constructing of that product is also the mitzvah, and perhaps even the main mitzvah. And that's what the Ragachover says, when it says, Asei, means you should do, is the very doing is the mitzvah. As dort wo der onzog of in Yisru steht beloshen asiyah, don't do something, is men oiver durch der asiyah bepoel mamesh, is only when you're actually doing that which you're not supposed to do, is when you are considered violating. Aber if dem was wird ufgeton durch a gram, is nicht auch kein chiyuv, if it was only if you violated something but not doing that sin, but something which caused you to violate it indirectly, you would not be considered a violator. Asei means to do, both in the positive and in the negative. So Valderer says, Beniden the dam by Asiyah Sateva. And same thing is here regarding the making of the ark. Mibal, das bei Nitzivui of Asiyah Sateva steht Asei Lecho, since Hashem tells him, make an ark for yourself. As the mitzvah is the Asiyah Gufa, the mitzvah is the very making it. Bimelot noyach halein gemuston the ganze arbet zum bingen Ateva. So Noach himself was the one and only one that he was forced to build the entire ark. And as he brings in Ora 17, that even though earlier he mentioned the Avarvanel also explained that Asei Lecho means Noach should do it, but he said it's even more the Avarvanel, because if you read the Avarvanel, it means you should do it, but it doesn't mean that you have to do everything. The Rebbe learns Asei Lecho means that this is your mitzvah, to make it. And you should make it. Lecho. See August 17. Sh'enke meloshna varvanel enoy muchach she'svira lei shenoyach be'atzmoy oyo muchach lignes ha'koil be'atzmoy, that he had to build everything by himself. Elo be'iker, the main thing is what the varvanel learns, shelo yitzave la'asoyso la'acherim u'ba'atzmo la'yase klum. You cannot do by having everybody else do it, and you should not do anything. No, you also have to be involved. But you can also join others. Asei Lecho, the Rebbe learns, Al the Ragachover understands the word asei means that it's you and only you. As he continues, Al derech halacha, oteros nidgikent tondu hashliach. Halachically, he wasn't even allowed to appoint a messenger to help him build it. Vorum afi lemizol zog, as oich ditzivuim beloshen asei. Even if we would argue and say that even when Torah tells you, I say do, so you could fulfill it to a messenger, to an emissary, even though you have to do it, still, when an emissary does something for you, it's considered as your extension. He is your extension. The famous line in Halacha, Shluch HaShel Odom Kamoisoy, an emissary is like the person himself, and it goes into many levels. As the Rebbe references in Ora 19, and it can go to a level that the Shliach is like the person himself doing it. So there is a discussion whether or not when the Torah wants you to do something, you should do, can you fulfill it to a Shliach? So the Rebbe says, let's assume that even were you will be allowed to do it to a shliach, und sein Peule wird verrechen pung mit dem Beschaler, wo das getan. And it would be considered just as if the one who is sending you is the one who did it, from an halachic perspective. Still, it wouldn't work by Noach. Why? Oto ben Noach niti kent mach a shliach al binyan ha-teva. Noach couldn't have made a shliach. Eyoi, since as by Abin Noach is nito der geder von Shlichas. By a Noachite, we don't have this concept that the Shliach, the emissary, becomes like the one sending them. As this is also something which the Ragachover explains. So clearly, when Hashem tells Noach to do it, he had to do it. If he had to do it, now we can understand why it took him 120 years. And the Rebbe concludes, Seif Gimel says, "Ubimelis kein chidush nish." This is no novelty. Was agam noyach ot mekayim given him tzvi Hashem to boy in the table mit groiz rizus. That despite the fact that Noach for sure immediately followed Hashem's commandment to build the ark, there's no question, and there's no chidush that it von deswegen gedauert der Meshach man von Kuf Chav Shana. It still took 120 years. Because it's to build a teva. It's a big project. Adrabe, tu en dik einer allein, the fact that he was only the one doing it, is gor a wunder, wo sie die gor grois boi arbet, or beim genumen nit mehr, the Kuf Chav Shana. Then the question is, how comes it didn't take more than 120 years? The fact that he had to do it himself, without any help from his sons or anyone else, obviously it will take a long time to build. And that gave the Noach's contemporaries the enough time to consider, obviously, to do tshuva, to consider to do repentance. So this is clearly what the answer is, or the Rebbe explains, is that Hashem could have actually, like Rashi says, allowed Noach's sons to help him. They could have helped him to build the ark, or to even hire some outside workers to help him build it. And then they would have finished building it very quick. It wouldn't take such a long time. But that wasn't the purpose. That wasn't the purpose. The purpose was for Noach to be occupied in telling and inspiring his people, the people to do tshuva. So therefore, it's he and only he himself is building it, and as long as he's building it, and it takes a long time to build it, then he is fulfilling that mitzvah, and at the same time, helping the people to understand that they have to do tshuva. Because the building of the ark is simultaneously the time which he is using to inspire them to do tshuva. And that's why it took 120 years, because it's a big project, and to build such a big project takes 120 years. And 120 years actually is considered fast for a big project like that. The Rebbe continues now, Siv Dalad, and he discusses the idea of having the mitzvah to build it, not only to accomplish the purpose for what it's being built. The Rebbe says like this, Beim Ragatshover, Gifint men benidin didan tzvei svaris. We find two approaches, intellectual approaches, regarding this idea of making the ark. Tzi by the asiyas ateivo is the mitzvah given the peulas abinyan, oder a mitzvah ave a metzias loya binyan as a zozaina giboyet ateivo. Logically, we can consider two options. Is the mitzvah to actually build it, the construction of the ark, or the mitzvah is to have the project of the ark completed so you have a ready-made ark? This is the question. Building it, called the pe'ula, or to have it completed and to accomplish an ark that people, that Noah can walk in, which it's called the nifal, the result. So there is two ways to look at it, and the Rebbe explains that this depends what was the purpose of building the ark. Depends what was the reason of building the ark. A, the matore from the teva is given, nor the atzole from me'am babel, if the whole purpose was to be saved from the flood, is in the peula sabinyan the teva fazich nitok and teichet. So obviously the very fact of constructing it, there's no intent to the very building of the ark, because you only need it is to have a ark where you're going to survive the flood. And the ganze zach is the mitzir from the teva to have an existing ark. This is if you accept that the idea is to save Noach. Aber eim is also sagen, as this askus to be in a teva is given me the kavona, if the to build a teva, was also mit intention, as Rashi says, kedish yiru, v'shoyalim, v'chulu, ula yeshuvu, the people should watch him building it and ask questions, and that's going to bring the news about the flood, which will hopefully get him to repent. Then is the binyan gufe a mitzvah. Then the mitzvah is not only to have an ark, the mitzvah is to build the ark, but does bring the tshuva. As it says in Ore 21, obviously the very existence of an ark also raises the question, but there is a much stronger question, and you attract more inquiry and attention when you are keeping on schlepping wood and going on with building it for a very, very long time, 120 years, especially that you do it yourself. As it says in 21, Afrikamateva Atzmi Yeshlema Shemoros Tmiyo, the very ark raises a question of Mele Moeros from the Tshuva, but still it's incomparable to how, as we explained, being involved in doing it. So clearly, Rashi learns that the idea was to build it. It was not only the Chayvas Gavra for Noach to build, Chayvas Hefze, it wasn't just to have an existing ark, but it was a Chayvas Gavra, it was for Noach to be personally be occupied and to build it. And this is actually also indicated in the words of Rashi, as the Rebbe explains. Then Rashi says, "Ve'arbe revach ve'atzola lefonov." Hashem has many ways to save Noach. Ve'lo meitricho bebinyan ze kedei shiyu. Why did he have to have him toil in this construction so they should see it? So this is what Rashi says. So mit Arichus Aloshen Belo Mitricho Bebinyon Zeh, the way Rashi is lengthening his language. Why did he have Noach work hard in constructing this ark? So the Rebbe is Rashi Oysen zu Mevaelzlein, as the Kasha is nit not for vos, or the Rebbe is der Oysgeklieben Davke, dem Oifu von Azzolle, und nicht an andere Oifu von Rebbe von Azzolle. You can learn Rashi and think that Rashi is actually raising a question, why did Hashem choose the method of saving Noach through an ark? This is what it means, lo meitricho bebinyan. The Rebbe says that's not the question of Rashi. At least that's for sure not only the question of Rashi. But if the question is why Hashem choose an ark, there is an answer on it. Well, in Derech HaPshat, it does not congregate a kasha, because in Derech HaTeva is a teva, the mittel zu nitzel werden von der Mabel Main. An ark is the method, is the tool to be protected from water, naturally. For the far bring taker nid Rashi dem Lashon von Medrash, וְחִלּוֹ יֹאֲכֹל הַקֹּדֵשׁ בָּרוּךְ הוּא לְהַתְּל לְשְׁנֵךְ בְּמֻנּוֹסוּ וּבְדִבּוּרוֹי אוֹי לְאַלּוֹי סַל הַשָּׁמַיִם. In the Medrash, when the Medrash raises the question, why is Noach being busy with building the ark, the Medrash says, Hashem could have saved him many different ways, by his speech, raise him to the heavens. Rashi doesn't use that language, because Rashi is really not bothered with the question, why necessarily an ark and not something else? Because this you can explain simply, why an ark? Because for water, you need an ark. That's what saves you from water. What is Rashi's question? Is as the Rebbe continues, is why did it Noach himself has to be busy with building the ark? To say, what is the kavana in them? Because the binyan gufa is a mitzvah. Why is it, as explained before, that not only having an ark, but rather the building of the ark is a mitzvah? This is the question what Rashi wants to understand. Was the farot nech halein zir gedaf mis asik zayn midem, and only because it was a mitzvah nech him suffered to do it and he couldn't use any help from any outsiders, even from his children. Why is that? That's what bothers Rashi. Why is it that Hashem planned it so that Noach himself has to build it, and to the fact that this becomes the mitzvah, the building? Then, and for the Rashi, kedei shiru, they should see it. As the tirchei binyan is tzule moir zayin letshuva. Ubi meili is moving for was the mitzvah b'shteit nem etzem boi in the teva. There is a mission that we are looking to accomplish. As long that you are building the teva, you give a chance for people to consider repentance. And this is the mitzvah. The mitzvah has an idea behind it. It's not just, I want you an ark so you should be saved. I want you to build an ark and to continue building it and build it by yourself to give more opportunity for people to ask questions and hopefully give them a chance for tshuva. So this itself becomes the mitzvah, the building of it. The construction project itself is the mitzvah, the pe'ula, not only the nifal. In the tzachoyvas gavre, Noach, you do it. And as the Rebbe adds very beautifully in Ore 24, he explains even further. Let's read it inside. It says, ki kivin she'atzivui al binyan ha'tevo, since, as he just explained, the commandment of building it is not just for protecting and saving Noach and family. Because if that's the purpose, it's talking like the before, like the Medrash says, there is many ways Hashem can help him and save him, as Rashi himself said. Elo rado, what is the commandment? Choivas gavre. It's a personal obligation al Noach. What is the obligation? The ordering of building an ark is a personal obligation to help people to get to repent. So this explains us she calls man she tzorich lio is a peule lo ererom. As long that we need this activity of getting them to repent, tzorich liyos piulos shel neir binyan ateva. So as long that need is existing, Noach also needs to continue constructing the ark to get him to this inspiration for tshuva. Mashen ken ha'iserus al ateva bnuyo, but if you're going to try to accomplish it by having a ready-made ark, are noisaf leze sheyishloimar she'einoy doime la'tmiyo shemisereres adyarichus pe'ulas abinyan. So in addition to the fact that you can't compare to the wandering of an ark, of just having a existing ark parked in your backyard, then having a prolonged construction project in the ark, so you can't compare it, and that gives more chance, a further chance, to get them to repent. But in addition, the Rebbe says, in the aim of the Pe'ula Tmidis, that wouldn't present Noach's ongoing activity to get into the tshuva. Versus if he's busy in building the ark, and he keeps on building it, that obviously shows Noach's person and ongoing involvement to get him to do tshuva. So based on these words of the way Hashem made it for Noach to be preoccupied, is obviously explaining us further that the idea of the building of the ark is a mitzvah, and the mitzvah is to make it in order to get him to do tshuva. Continue Seif Hei, we darf noch aber verstehen, still need to understand, Rashi bepirusha la teure doch mefarish pshuta she mikro. Rashi, as the Rebbe always learns, is the simple understanding of the verse. Was is der echrech al derech hapshat, as a selecho tevas vegoima menti trichoi, as noech daf alein boi in the table. We understand that it's explained, it's a mitzvah, and it gets into the tshuva, but how do you find it in the simple reading of the verses, that when Hashem tells them, make yourself an ark, it means the mitzvah of building the ark, and not just to be saved by the ark. Ubefrat, as it is schwer to vorstell, wie kann ein Mensch über eine Teva für Schleuschen mit Samo, especially according to Rashi, that the idea is that he himself should build such a huge project, 300 cubits, the all the dimensions of the Teva is a huge, gigantic project. So where does Rashi see it in the simple meaning of the verse that this is actually what Hashem means that Noach needs to do? In other words, where do you see it in the Pesukim? And the Rebbe says, it's very difficult to say, Kanal, or does it mean that Loshen Aseilecho, just because it says Aseilecho, make it to yourself, because by the Loshen, we can't wait to be given to Mekama Mekoymus, we find it in other places. But the Smeinta, the Pshutish and Mikro, Lecho Bishvelcho, for your own sake, as it says, or Lecho Mishelcho, for my own money, like it says by the Chatzoytzor, by the trumpets. The word Aseilecho alone is not enough to give out this idea. It has to be something more in the psukim, in the verses that you see, that Rashi understands that this is the way the mission of the ark came about. The Rebbe Yishloimar, as Rashi's echrech is from the seder ve'emshach haksuvim. Rashi actually gets it from the way the psukim are written out regarding the flood. The tzivu yefasiya satevo, state in pasuk, gleich nochen sipur apeule ubenegele der amabel. This, the commandment of making the ark is written in the verses right after it says regarding what happens regarding the mabel. What is Hashem's impression from that generation? As the pasuk says in pasuk Yud Gimel, Hashem tells the Noach, Keitz kol bosor bo lefonai, that I have decided to put an end to all flesh, kimolo oretz chomos vipneim, etc. Ve'ineni mashchiso meso oretz, and I will destroy, remove them from the earth. This is what it's written in verse Yud Gimel. And following that verse, verse Yudalet, one pasuk later, it tells them, "Aseilecho, make me an ark." And this is all without knowing how the destruction will take place. We still don't know anything about flood, anything about water. When fired in Pasik, this is only going to be later in Pasik 17, Yudzayin, and Hashem says, I'm going to bring the flood of water. Exactly how it's going to be. So the fact that Hashem tells Noach to build an ark, immediately after introducing to him that he is ready to wipe out the generation, because he is very unimpressed with their behavior, therefore learned Rashi arose as the tzivu yaseh lechotev as goimer is neat nor tzula the metzius atevo, the nifal, the accomplished ark, that it should be an ark for saving someone, you and your family. No, it's not the nifal. Nifal is the term that they use for the accomplished project or product. No, from this Rashi learns as the pe'ula, the etzem, maisa, bnia, the very fact of building and the constructing of the teva is oicha mitzvah ve'inyan b'fnei atzmoi, asroel, edoir ha'mabul. This is already a warning for the generation of the mabul, and this is Rashi took to the fact that the Pasuk tells us right after Hashem introducing the disappointment of the generation, and he tells them to build an ark without even knowing that there is anything, without any details, without any discussion about the flood. So clearly the interest is that the very building of the ark is what is to take place and to serve as the mitzvah and as the purpose to all the generation back from destruction. So clearly, this explains us Rashi's understanding in the Chumash that there was a mitzvah to build an ark, and it was Noach himself who was building it, and there's no question why it took him 120 years to build it, because when he himself, without any help of anybody, is building it, that is a project which takes that time, and even that is a novelty that it took only that time and not more. But clearly Noach was from the first moment ready to take the project on. So this is the end of Seif A, which gives us the explanation of Rashi's direction in the story of Aseilachoy, in the commandment. And then the Rebbe continues with the way Rashi in the Gemara perhaps learns, maybe a little different, or like Rashi in Chumash, is the discussion of the next part of the Sicha.